Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A nation that was once heavily reliant on defense imports has witnessed a remarkable transformation, with its defense exports rising by over 5,500% in just 12 years, making it a credible supplier to more than 80 countries. What makes this significant is that this surge in defense exports is a result of a deliberate shift in India's defense strategy, from being a major arms importer to becoming a significant player in the global defense market. Building on this, the Ministry of Defense recently released a review of India's defense sector from 2014 to 2026, highlighting the achievements in indigenous production and defense exports. First, the numbers are striking, a rise of more than 5,500% in exports over 12 years takes India from a marginal arms exporter to a credible supplier reaching over 80 countries. The target of achieving 50,000 crore rupees in defense exports by 2029 signals that this trajectory is meant to continue. But why does this matter? It matters because this transformation underlines a strategic shift from import dependence towards self-reliance under the Atmanirbhar Bharat framework, which is critical for India's security and economic growth. Now let us turn to the policy enablers that have driven this transformation. The Defence Acquisition Procedure, or DAP, 2020, created the by Indian IDDM category, which prioritized domestic design over mere assembly, giving a boost to indigenous production. Positive indigenization lists have also been notified, which include over 500 items that can be procured only from domestic sources after specified timelines, effectively closing the door on imports of those systems. Innovation and startups have also played a crucial role in this transformation. The IDEX platform, which stands for Innovations for Defense Excellence, has linked startups, MSMEs, and innovators to the armed forces and has awarded 551 contracts by March 2026. The Aditi scheme, which stands for Acing Development of Innovative Technologies with IDEX, supports deep tech and critical defense technologies. And the Technology Development Fund supports Indian industry and academia to develop defense technologies. It is worth pausing here to note that the creation of two defense industrial corridors, one in Uttar Pradesh and one in Tamil Nadu, has anchored manufacturing clusters and supply chains, providing a further boost to indigenous production. Now, let us analyze the impact of these reforms. India was for decades among the world's largest arms importers, which was a strategic vulnerability in both cost and supply security. The reforms have attacked this vulnerability on three fronts. First, demand-side measures such as positive lists and IDDM priority guarantee a domestic market, giving manufacturers the certainty to invest. Second, innovation pipelines such as IDEX, Aditi, and the Technology Development Fund have widened the supplier base beyond traditional public sector units to startups and private firms, which now account for 24% of production. Third, the export push converts scale into strategic influence, as defense exports build long-term partnerships and reduce per-unit costs through larger production runs. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is no longer dependent on imports for its defense needs and is now a significant player in the global defense market. So what exactly changed? The answer lies in the deliberate policy decisions taken by the government to promote indigenous production and defense exports. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The indigenous production in the financial year 2026 was 1.78 lakh rupees crore. Defense exports in the financial year 2026 were 38,424 crore rupees, up more than 5,500% in 12 years to over 80 countries via 145 firms. The export target is 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. The key enablers of this transformation are the DAP 2020, which includes the Buy Indian IDDM category, positive indigenization lists, which include over 500 items, IDX, which has awarded 551 contracts by March 2026, Aditi, and the Technology Development Fund. And there are two defense industrial corridors, one in Uttar Pradesh and one in Tamil Nadu. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020 and the Buy Indian IDDM category, IDX, Aditi, and the positive indigenization lists. For mains, under GS3, you can critically examine India's defense indigenization and export performance over the last decade and discuss how Atmanirbhar Bharat is as much an economic strategy as a security imperative. The challenge ahead is to climb the value chain, moving from subsystems and platforms towards cutting-edge, high-technology systems, and deepening the design and development base so that made in India increasingly means designed in India. The way forward includes deepening R&D, strengthening MSMEs, and building export credibility through life cycle support to retain partner countries. In conclusion, India's defense sector has undergone a significant transformation over the last decade, driven by a shift towards self-reliance and indigenous production. This transformation has far-reaching implications for India's security, economy, and global standing, and is a critical aspect of the country's pursuit of Atmanirbhar Bharat.